أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها. صدق الله العظيم. Before starting with our actual talk proper, to mention one particular practice, a great sunnah for the day of Jumu'ah, is to increase our salawat, our durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every day we should read salawat, durood, and on Jumu'ah we should try and increase. We should try and take that to mind, take it seriously, and try and read as much durood as we can. The shortest durood which the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to read was sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the shortest durood that has come in the hadith is sallallahu ala nabiyyil ummi. One particular durood, salawat for Jumu'ah is Allahumma salli ala Muhammadu wa alihi alfa alfa marra. That Allah sent salawat on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family 1,000 times 1,000 times. That equals a million. So in 3 seconds, a person has sent 1,000,000 salawat on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you are encouraged to read this durood on Fridays 1,000 times. 1,000 times 1,000,000 is 1,000,000,000. So a person becomes a true, genuine billionaire. Millionaire of this dunya is only paper money. When we die, it's left behind. It doesn't come with us. But this will be with us everywhere. In the qabr, on the day of Qiyamah, in this dunya, wherever we are. So let us try and read always more durood on Friday, and particularly this durood, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa alihi alfa alfa marra. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshaAllah. The ayats of the Quran Sharif which are recited are from the Surah wa Shamsi wa Duhaha. In here Allah has taken 15 asas, oaths. And for what does Allah have to take an oath? If you doubt somebody that is speaking the truth or not, you tell him, take qasr, take an oath. Allah is the most truthful. Allah is truth. He is an embodiment of truthful. And he makes the truth manifest and known. The reason Allah has taken 15 qasr is to convince us of the subject matter. What Allah is going to discuss and for what he takes the qasr. He wants us to be convinced. He wants, just like a father, a mother advising the son, the daughter, they have got bad habits, they are keeping bad company. Then they even go to the extent of taking an oath and saying, my beloved daughter, I swear by Allah, I tell you these are not good people you are associating with. These habits of yours are not good what you are doing. Like that, Allah loves us more than all the mothers of the world put together. More than all the fathers of the world put together. And at this juncture, and according to Mufassireen, commentators of the Quran, the most qasams Allah has taken in the whole Quran Sharif is at this point here, at this juncture. So up to 15 qasams Allah has taken us to convince us what he wants to tell us. And what he wants to tell us, وَنَفْسِي وَمَا سَوَّاهَا. This nafs, this body of yours, and how balanced you have made, in there also Allah has taken qasam. Then the important subject matter which Allah is discussing, فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. Then in this body of us, the fujur, sin, evil, temptations has been placed in this body also. وَتَقْوَاهَا. And the taqwa also, to stay away from sin. That capability also has been put in your body. So, every person will know you have temptations of name, fame, becoming wealthy, legally, illegally, to look at women, to have illicit affairs with women, our anger that goes out of control, all these things come to give vent to your anger, to prove your point, even if you know you are wrong, to score points when you're having an argument, unnecessary, all the things are in a person. And at the same time, we are also conscious, I must not look at other women, I must not do the wrong thing. I must not earn halal earnings, etc. So Allah has put both things. Once that has been put, then Allah Ta'ala says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. That person has become completely successful. The word falah in Arabic, which Allah has used here, is that word for success which comprises all types of success. Whether it's your health, whether it's to do with your deen, with your dunya, with all types, Allah says that person has gained success who has purified his nafs. And وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. That person is a loser, the greatest loser who destroyed his nafs, did not look after his nafs. So, yeah, the point that I wish to explain, and I will appeal to you to try and pay attention, and not just listen to this as a normal Jummah bayan. We have to listen to a bayan, but if the message which is from the Quran Sharif, try and take this to heart and take it seriously. This body of ours, which we all can understand outwardly, briefly I will explain, that a person, for example, eats health food, he has a healthy lifestyle, hopefully he's going to live a nice, healthy life. But even then, a person becomes ill also. Still, heart problem comes to such a person, cholesterol, sugar, all these things come to a person. If a person has got bad habits, he's eating the wrong things, he's eating junk food, he's eating unhealthy food, fatty foods, sweet, too much over the limit sugar he's having, over the limit salt he's having, then that is quite clear he's going to be a sick person. He's going to get very sick. And if a person takes worse things, drugs, alcohol, all these things, it will destroy him completely. It will destroy his liver. It destroy the vital organs of the body. Smoking and with all the strong smoke, etc., all these things destroy the person. So that we all can understand, Muslim and non-Muslim. With regard to our bodies, we can understand. That is the outward form of this body which we all can see. And for that, so much arrangement is made. There are doctors to treat the body. There are nutritionists around everywhere. Then there are chemists, etc. There are clinics, there are hospitals. All is for this body and the outward body. Then there is another type of disease associated with this body, which is latent, which is hidden, which is inside. And that is what I want to really discuss and try. If we can understand easily that our outward body, we have all types of things. You have healthy food, still you get sick. And you have unhealthy food, you destroy yourself completely. So that we all can understand. Now from the inside point of view, one time a very pious person was hospitalized in Bombay for some of his illnesses. The doctors wanted to operate on him, so they needed his signature to permit them to operate. So he said, I will first ask my spiritual doctor. So they asked, who is a spiritual doctor? We are your doctors, we are treating you here. We are in the hospital. So he told all the doctors of the hospital together, and I'll explain to you who a spiritual doctor is. They gathered the doctors in the clinic. Then he explained to them, he said, regularly you people take our blood to test our sugar levels, to test the function of the thyroid, to test, you do a lipogram of the heart, cholesterol, good fats, bad fats, the kidney function, the liver, all the things, but the blood, all these things are tested. So he said, yes. So he said, tell me, in all your tests, is it possible for you to test how much of anger I have in me? He said, no, our test won't show that. How much of pride I have got in me? How much of jealousy I have got in me? How much of the love of dunya I have got in me? That he said, that our test cannot show. So he said, that is the work of a spiritual doctor. So what I am trying to do is try and bring our attention to those spiritual diseases. Like physical diseases, we understand. A child also says, Daddy, my head is sore. Or my stomach is sore. That we all understand. And we treat, even for animals. We got vets to treat animals also for those diseases. Physical, outward diseases. But the more greater thing is the inside diseases. And in fact, doctors have come to this conclusion the medical science field have come to this conclusion that our physical diseases are governed by your psychological diseases. What is in your mind? You have got too much of pride in you, it causes you problems also. You have got too much of love of dunya, and you just want to increase, then this also causes you all sicknesses. So that is what they have termed it, psychological, mental, your mind controls you. Like for example, if you get some bad news, you get excited, your blood level goes up, your high blood pressure goes up, your sugar level goes up, all these things control you. If you are relaxed and you are calm, that's right, when you go to a doctor and you check your blood pressure, he will first ask you some questions, is passing time, so that you can calm down. You may have come rushing for your appointment, you're not going to get a true reading of what your blood pressure is. He lets you calm down, then he takes your blood pressure, then you can get the right reading. So this inside diseases, the spiritual diseases, which we don't even see like that, and we are not conscious, we don't pay attention, so we don't acknowledge them. Perhaps there is no one of us who hasn't got the disease of anger, but we don't pay attention, we know we get angry. Sometimes when it really overtakes us, and we did really rash and terrible things in that anger, then we think of it, I'm dead, I shouldn't have all this anger. For example, in anger, how many people give their wives three divorces? Three divorces take place, and now they realize their fault. What was all this? That you did not treat your anger, your pride. And because of pride, the anger is the illegitimate child of pride. Pride is a killer disease. And this pride exists right in the house also. A person wants to prove to his wife that I am the better person. And the wife wants to prove to the husband, I am the better person. And because of that, arguments take place. And in the arguments, everyone wants to score points. The husband wants to score points, the wife wants to score points. If you tell the wife one thing, she'll tell you 10 things in return. And she won't leave you alone. So this carries on. And if you don't treat that pride, and in fact this pride is such that the wife tells you, for example, today you didn't get up for Fajr, you didn't go for Fajr Namaz, then you take it out on her, and how many days you don't read Fajr Namaz. Now if you didn't have pride and she told you, you will accept it. Yes, it was my mistake. I overslept. And please in future help me more. So if you don't have pride, then you correct yourself also. But when it's pride, then you want to take out 10 faults of her. And if you tell her one day, you came after Fajr, she's still sleeping, you tell her, you didn't get up for Fajr today, she will take out, and you, last week, you missed your Fajr. This happens continuously, on all points this thing happens. So, this inside diseases, if you can understand first, that they exist, they are there. The disease of pride, the disease of anger, the disease of looking at other women, that is common also. And this is being exploited by Shaitan. He has made so many more temptations that today porn is in everyone's hand. On the cell phone, everyone, how many good people are addicted? They are on to porn, looking at other women, flirting around with women. How many people having haram, illegal affairs and relations with other women? This destroys a person completely. All these are those diseases which are spiritual, and this causes us our anxiety. For example, a person has got an illegal relationship. Now something happens that he's going to be exposed. His wife is going to find out. Now you see his blood pressure goes up, his sugar levels, his anxiety, now he's worried. Like that it looks very rosy. Shaitan always shows a rosy picture first, to tempt you, to catch hold of you. And when he catches you, then he shows his true colors. And then now it's too late, you can't come out of it. For example, one person stole money, illegal money he's got, 10 million, 20 million, whatever. Now he's happy, he's dreaming. I'm going to build a house like this, a beachfront house, a house on the in the mountains. I'll do this, I'll invest my money, I'll do this, all. His friend phones him while he's going with the money. The police have caught up with you. And they know it is you, and there is a roadblock in front they have put, and they're going to arrest you. Now that same money, which he was thinking, I'll do this and do that, now he wants to get rid of it. He opens the car window and he throws it out now. That I'll get caught with it, the evidence will be complete, now I'll be jailed, I'll be locked up, forget building my house and investing my money and doing anything. Now he wants to throw it away. And then, if he gets away with it, he's lucky, otherwise he gets caught. So that is, Shaitan puts temptation for all types of things. And these things at the beginning look very rosy and appealing to a person. But the end result is destruction for him. A person destroys his body also. He destroys his family life also. He destroys his position and name in society also. And then in the qabr, there is azab for that person. The most severe punishment. On the day of Qiyamah, the most severe punishment. So this is what Allah refers to, وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَ. That person is totally, is in a total loss, who did not correct, who destroyed his nafs. These diseases, he did not correct them. And man, nobody ever makes effort that I must become a diabetic, a sugar patient. That I must become an... My blood pressure must be very high. It comes naturally in a body. In the same way, anger comes naturally in a person. Pride comes naturally. Greed comes naturally in a person. And all this we have to also, and we need a doctor to diagnose these diseases. And that doctor is known as a spiritual doctor, as a sheikh. When you go and consult with a sheikh, and he will be able to tell you that you have got pride in you. You have got jealousy in you. You have got malice in your heart. That is why your condition is like this. You hate people. And how many of us are said, the minute we see somebody faulting you, this person is like this, his father was like that, his father did that, he did this. Today he's acting like a big Sufi and a holy person. But we know his history. All this evil thoughts that come destroys a person. So all this happens to a person. So these diseases have to be diagnosed and they have to be treated. If a person has got sugar, high sugar, and he doesn't have it diagnosed, many sugar patients are silent sugar patients. They are not aware they have got sugar. And a heart attack, they don't feel the pain of a heart attack. And they die with a silent sugar disease. They get a heart attack and they don't feel the pain, they don't go for help also. And they die in there. So these are also silent diseases that we have got. And this is what we can still understand. And the biggest of this disease, spiritual disease, is kufr, to disbelieve in Allah Ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, Allah has said that we believe in Allah Ta'ala. We believe in the life of the qabr, the akhirat. If a person hasn't got that belief, or it is weak, then he won't even worry about his life of the qabr. He thinks dunya is everything. I must just live it up. And all his calculations and all his preparations and solutions he will have is only according to dunya. He won't keep in mind his qabr. And if a person has got iman on the qabr and he knows there is life and how we live here, so it will be there. Good or bad depends how we live. So this person will save himself from lot of sin. If we haven't got iman on Allah Ta'ala, like atheists, like vastly the people of America and Europe, these people generally, they are all atheists, but materialistically inclined. No belief in Allah. Whenever a problem comes, a severe problem, and it might not be severe, but a person takes it to be severe. And if it becomes a storm in a teacup, it's a small little thing, but you make it a big tsunami. You make it a big thing. And they got nobody to rely on because they don't believe in Allah. If you have believe in Allah, you trust in Allah. You come to the masjid, you make dua, you ask pious people to make dua for you, your problem gets solved. But if you haven't got that, you haven't got that, like a person who is in a hospital, if it is such a remote place where they got no hospital and the person needs a life support machine, he needs a ventilator to keep him going. But there isn't what that person is going to do. So our real life supporting machine is Allah.
our real wealth is there, help is Allah Ta'ala. But if you haven't got Allah in your life,
we are Muslims, we believe in Allah, but no contact with Allah. We don't think of Allah.
Even we come to Allah's house, we make namaz also, salah. But in salah, we don't think of Allah Ta'ala.
Allah is not in our lives. So when you are desperately in need, you don't think of Allah. And you don't take the help of Allah Ta'ala.
And if you have that contact with Allah Ta'ala,
like for example, easily to understand, you
a person just ordinary, you got no real friends or anyone, you come in a financial problem, you got no one to tell you.
But if you got friends, rich friends also,
and they are really friends, a friend in need is a friend indeed. Now you got a problem immediately, my friend can help me. Let me speak to you. He can assist me.
And dunya's friends and that, they are not really.
The real friend is Allah. If you build that relationship with Allah, and then you make dua to Allah, Allah will help you. So these spiritual diseases are the main thing that have to be attended. They regulate our physical diseases also. And upon that is our peaceful life in this world, or a life of great, great problems and turbulences and difficulties all the time. And definitely in the qabr, according to our spiritual diseases, but our life in the qabr. Dunya we are going to live 60, 70 years. The life of the qabr will be till the day of Qiyamah. And the day of Qiyamah will be a very, very long day. And after that is eternally Jahannam, hellfire, or Jannah, the paradise and a beautiful garden. And all that depends upon our spiritual condition.
So for that, we have to make effort in that direction also. Nobody will say that you've got a heart problem, don't take treatment.
You go, you take treatment. You got cancer, go for chemo, go for treatment.
The same thing, the spiritual diseases,
we have to acknowledge them, we have to have them diagnosed, and we have to have them treated. And generally our mind don't go to these things. I hope I've been able to explain this yet, and you could understand, and the importance of it, and the urgency of it, to treat our spiritual diseases, and that will regulate our life in this dunya also. Our lives in this dunya, wallah, I say, is not controlled by the government. It's not controlled by the United Nations. It's not controlled by people with sinister plots that they have. Our life is controlled by Allah. And Allah judges us by our action, that is the spiritual action. Whether we are performing our salah, whether we believe in it, whether we got anger and hatred, whether we are running affairs with other women, all that is what controls us. And that brings our conditions in this world. May Allah make it that we can understand this, attend to it, and see wherever we can be, Allah will give us solution. The people of Makkah Sharif, what conditions they were in. But when they brought the deen and Islam, Allah after 1400 years made it the markaz and the center of Tawheed. And it's a place of peace till today also. Madina Sharif is a place of serenity till today. What was it at one time? So when these conditions, when they didn't make effort on building big buildings and having banks, and giving loans to people and setting them up in business, they made effort on the akhlaq and the beliefs and the character of people. This is what brought about to two Burmese Muslims in the world, they found this peace. And you will get jannat on them. May Allah let us understand this, and let us really make a serious effort to control our spiritual condition and our spiritual life.